brought to you by Penguin.
How to Be the Grown-Up, written and read by me, Dr. Marta De Roscallado. To my daughters, because being your mama has made me a better grown-up, and to C, for willingly choosing to keep growing up with me. Where to begin? Parenting is not for the season of childhood. It's for a lifetime. I believe that becoming a parent unfolds alongside your child. As your child grows, develops, and learns, you too will learn, change, and evolve. One of the hardest truths is that parenting is not about finding strategies to control a child's behavior. At its core, parenting is about how adults learn to control their own behavior, to find effective tools to appropriately respond and relate to children. This book contains no new knowledge. Yes, you heard that right. None of what I share here is new. I'm not trying to sell you a new model or a revolutionary parenting framework no one has ever heard of. Yet, everything in this audiobook is unique because it has been shaped by my professional learnings, clinical experience, and fundamentally my experiences of becoming a mother. Having a child has taught me what it really means to be a grown-up, and how the words, actions, and interactions we choose can impact so deeply on the relationships we create with our children. I have the privilege of getting to know children and their family stories every week through therapeutic encounters that have taught me more about children than any scientific paper or theory ever could. In this audiobook, I want to offer you some insights into how things might sound or look in practice. All the information on infant and child behavior and development, neuroscience, attachment, and parenting research has been well documented over the last 10 to 30 years. I have embedded this alongside my clinical learnings over 18 years of professional practice and shared some of my own experiences of parenting to illustrate some of the ideas I offer. I hope that this combination will give you a sense of what this means for you and your relationship with your child. I take a systemic approach to the clinical work I do with children and their families. This isn't a model, it's more like a philosophy, a way of seeing children and what they do as deeply interrelated to language and being in relationships with others. So rather than focusing on behavior at face value alone, I focus on how behaviors create or rupture relationships, what leads children and parents to pull closer together or further apart, and the way language can be used to either cement ways of relating or plant small seeds of change. My work often means exploring children's personal stories, their ideas about themselves and the world, and how these are similar or different to the ones their caregivers carry. I always work with the whole family, adults, children, and any systems or networks that influence and impact them, such as school, friends, extended family members. This has given me a broad understanding of children and young people's lives, and rich, creative, and impactful strategies to support them and the adults around them. My clinical career in pediatric settings with children and their families has helped me understand the needs and concerns of parents, and I get how children see the world. It is this multiple view perspective I hope to bring to this audiobook, a new lens through which you can look at your child so you, at times, see the world as if you were in their shoes and can make sense of where your choices come from. This audiobook is a summary of psychological ideas and clinical frameworks shaped in a way that translates science and practice into your everyday family life. A snapshot of ideas that I hope will stimulate your curiosity to explore them further and try them out yourself and with your child. I won't promise this will be the only book you'll ever need because there are no easy routes to parenting and no parenting hacks. You are unique and so is your child. There is no such thing as a manual for how to be with your child. Being a parent means shifting and changing alongside your child's developing needs and their life transitions. You are the expert on your child and they are the expert on themselves and their experiences of the world. I want you to trust yourself in making
sample complete. Ready to continue?